Shopping today. Good Monday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and I'm still here with Jerry J. Cranford, faculty member who's directing Not Without Laughter, a K-State and Ebony Theater production, and also Jennifer Belenga, the program head of K-State Theater. And we're talking about Not Without Laughter, Langston Hughes play, and that's going to be, where is the date on that? That'll be
February 1st, it opens.
Yes, February 1st is when you can check that out. And during the break, Jay, we're kind of just talking about the casting of this production, and if you could tell us a little bit about the cast.
Well, it's a cast of 17. We have sort of half white, half black in the cast, and it's been, like I said, an interesting challenge for the white cast to be so cruel, but it's softened, I think, by the friendships and alliances that were already formed within our theater department. We do have some of the students who have never been in a play before, so that's been fun to see them rise and become sort of part of our theater group and become more confident and self-assured, and the choices they make are perfect and wonderful. And it's been really, I don't know, as a professor, it sort of warms your heart to see them take to it and sort of embrace and enjoy.
And especially to, if you're new to theater and starting out with this one, and again, if anybody's just joining us, Not Without Laughter, it's set in a small Kansas town at the turn of the last century. It tells the story of an African-American boy's coming of age and harsh and painful realities of life in segregated America. If you get this one under your belt for your first play, it's pretty much pretty smooth sailing, I think, after this.
Yes, and that's what Jen and I were talking, that my daughter is African-American, so she's five now. So some of the parallels of watching young Sandy, who is the Langston Hughes character, understanding that he is different and understanding about his skin color sets him apart from other people. She is just now starting to experience that and understand that being in public school. So it's been, I don't know, as a father, interesting also to handle sort of the cast through this journey. Having a little bit of understanding. I will never completely know what they deal with or what that is to live in that skin. But I try to be as compassionate and understanding as I can, especially for my daughter.
And what type of stage can we expect with this production as far as set? Is it a kind of a minimalistic set, or is it a little bit more than that?
It's actually a gorgeous set. The stage is covered with murals inspired by Aaron Douglas's work. I know that they've got some of his work on view at the Nelson Atkins in Kansas City. There's also a really nice Langston Hughes museum in Lawrence, if anyone would want to check that out. So Kathy Vokes, our scenic designer and scenic painter, has sort of taken the work of Aaron Douglas and shaped it into these murals that sort of cover the stage. There are 5 giant murals of various city shots and country landscapes to sort of move us from Kansas to Chicago, inspired by, again, Aaron Douglas's work.
And talk to us a little bit about Aaron Douglas real quick, just maybe a quick background on him.
He was a famous painter, also raised in Lawrence, moved to New York as well, and was part of the Harlem Renaissance, a very famous painter. And was a friend of Langston Hughes at the time, which is sort of how we led to his work being an inspiration for the scenic design. Because the show moves through many cities, many locations quickly, and in order to do that, we needed sort of a base, a foundation of a scenic design that was not going to have to shift and move, especially in the space. So when Kathy found this painter, his murals worked very well for that, because he incorporates many different aspects of his sort of country upbringing and his city life.
And one thing that's really true about theater, production, film, really any sort of storytelling, is a lot of times the setting itself is a great character. And I'm sure Chicago, around this time in history, Chicago was, I mean, right at the peak of the industrialization, really, for Chicago around this time. I'm sure that's an interesting setting for this.
Yes, and that actually ends up in a nightclub in Chicago when you find out his aunt has become a famous jazz singer. And so we have Chelsea Turner, who sings a big sort of jazz number at the end.
Oh, I bet that. Boy, sounds good.
I teach a class in that theater space, and it's always really fun to watch, especially non-majors who aren't used to theater being in that space, and then they show up, and each day the set is there a little bit more and more, like, ooh, that's really cool. I can't wait to see the show. And it's coming in piece by piece, but it's really, really beautiful and abstract and artistic.
It's always great when the illusion becomes a little bit more reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, you want to talk to us a little bit about some upcoming productions for K-State Theater.
Yeah, so the rest of our main stage season, and again, the difference there is that the main stage is run by faculty and the second stage is run by students. Speed Dating Tonight is the opera that we have going on in Chapman Theater in Nichols Hall. Then we have Spring Dance, and that's all faculty choreography. And then She Kills Monsters, which you'll have to have us back on the show for that one. That's a really fun romp.
The title is catching.
Yeah. And David McKay is directing that, faculty member. And then in our second stage, it's a pretty exciting semester. We have two musicals. One is An American in Beirut, written by a music student, Alex Joachim, and the book is written by Jonah Erickson, who's a theater student. And that will be a staged reading, the very first hearing of that piece written by those students.
A K-State student?
Yep, K-State student. And then Independent is a second stage farce, really kind of fun musical, also written by a student, Blake Cordell, who written the music and the book were written by Blake, and he graduated in December. But so two musicals written by K-State students. So that's pretty exciting for us to be able to put that on, especially now that we're a school of music, theater, and dance, that we can bring all those things together.
And Independent won the best new work for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival for Blake in our region, a 5-state region. So
last year,
yeah. So we're very proud of him.
Very exciting. Anything else coming up there? Or
nope, that's pretty much it. And we've gone to an online box office. You can still get them an hour before the show at our box office. But ksu.universitytickets.com is how you can go and get tickets. Or if you can't remember that, you can just go to K-State, type in theater, and you'll find it right there on our webpage. But that's been really good for us to be able to do online tickets and electronic tickets for everyone.
Very good. All right. Well, before we go here in just a second, and hopefully Cindy Carlin's right near her phone, about ready to give us a call. Just give us kind of a rehash of the upcoming play, Not Without Laughter, and, you know, the times and everything people need to know about that one.
Not Without Laughter, it's based on Langston Hughes' novel, Not Without Laughter, and was adapted by Syl Jones. It's sort of about his journey from being a small African-American child raised in Lawrence and traveling to Chicago and to being published. It runs starting this Thursday, February 1st, and it will be at 7:30 this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7:30 at night. And then next week we will have Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2:30. So there's a matinee next weekend, February 10th.
8th through 11th, yes. Next week, yep.
11th. If anyone can't make it this weekend, we'll be back next weekend, so please come and join us.
And you can get tickets online, or, of course, you can just go right up to the box office, right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for coming on this morning. Jerry J. Cranford, faculty member who is directing Not Without Laughter, and we also just heard from Jennifer Belinga, program head of K-State Theater. When we come back, hopefully we'll have Cindy Carlin on the phone with us here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson.